I am the gate, says Jesus. Whoever enters through me will be saved. It's a startling statement. In a world which always attempts to push Jesus to the periphery, to portray him as an irrelevance, here is Jesus setting himself unmistakably at the center. There is no bypassing him. There is no sidestepping around him. When it comes to salvation, which both the religious and the irreligious seek, albeit in different ways, the truth is it can only be accessed through Jesus Christ. I am the gate, says Jesus. Salvation has everything to do with me. So, every other pretender needs to step aside. Now, here we are, busy about our work in the city centre. It probably isn't every day that we give much thought to shepherds and sheep. A few years ago, a sheep pen was set up just around the corner in Fitzroy Square, and half a dozen sheep were herded in there and housed there for about a month. Every day, as I walked past, I could see that they could see that they shouldn't really have been there. Here in the city, shepherds and sheep don't really fit. So we may be a little slow at connecting with the imagery which Jesus employs here in John chapter 10. But helpfully, what Jesus has to say here is riding on the back of the episode immediately preceding this. In chapter 9, Jesus has just met a man who had been born blind. What does he do? As the light of the world, who desires that no one should go on walking in darkness, Jesus performs a healing so that the man went away seeing. Imagine that. Blind from birth, but now able to see. Your senses suddenly flooded with all new stimulation. Your world is suddenly expanded to include realities you scarcely imagined. Your life is filled with experiences you previously thought would be impossible. This man has entered into a new and fuller life that was never his before. And Jesus was the gate into this new life. Now, Jesus isn't peddling an offer of life that can be acquired from any number of different sources, if only you're willing to shop around enough. Jesus freely offers to us his own life, a fullness of life of which he is the sole source. That's why he is the gate and can be the only gate. But into that encounter step the Pharisees, a group of religious leaders who believe themselves to be, well, to be the true gatekeepers to life with God. As this no longer blind man is brought before them, they quickly try to rob him of his newfound life. Jesus, he's not the gate. He's a fraud. Steer clear of him, because you wouldn't catch them anywhere near him. The Pharisees' tactic is to get this man to start to doubt Jesus. Their tactic is also to doubt what this man had received from Jesus. Blind? We're not so sure. Jesus has done nothing for you. Perhaps you also are a fraud. It is to these same Pharisees that Jesus now speaks at the start of chapter 10. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. These religious leaders, who should have been faithful shepherds of the flock under their care, were instead the worst kind of thieves and robbers, as sadly are all religious leaders who fail to acknowledge Jesus as the gate. So in the verses before us, Jesus gives us a warning and a promise. See verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The Pharisees of Jesus' day thought of themselves as the gatekeepers. And in common with so many religious leaders, they wanted to keep the gate closed. That's certainly how it was with the once blind man. Rather than celebrating with him, rather than seeking to nurture him and see him grow in his newfound life with God, they instead throw him out of their synagogue. The warning is a simple one. The religious leader, the pastor, the shepherd, who does not acknowledge Jesus as the gate, the one we must all enter by, but instead tells us that there's a way to sidestep around him or bypass him altogether. The warning is, flee from them. Stay, and they will only steal, kill, and destroy you. But look at the promise. I have come that they, that you, that I may have life and have it to the full. Jesus never steals from us, but instead adds to us an abundance. The contrast between blindness and sight, that speaks of how our lives will be enriched. Not more of the same, but realities, truths, realizations about God and about ourselves, which secure our lives on a totally new footing that opens up new ways of living. Who can get in on this? Jesus says, I am the gate. Imagine how that must have been heard by those Pharisees who considered themselves the sole gatekeepers to life with God. Jesus is no rival gatekeeper. He is the gate itself. In making such a claim, Jesus doesn't simply budge the Pharisees to one side. No, he relegates them to complete irrelevance. These Pharisees went to lengths to ensure that their gate remained closed to most comers. But with Jesus, it is so different. The gate, who is Jesus, stands open to all comers. Verse 9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. Open access, freedom to come and go, food to grow. How do I know if I am in on this? We're back with that blind man who was healed by Jesus. When the Pharisees confronted him, trying to get him to doubt Jesus and doubting what he had received from Jesus, what did that man hear? He heard voices he didn't recognize. The voices of strangers. Voices which could no longer get a purchase on his life. which somehow rang hollow, lacking in truth. So this man says to them, "Now this is remarkable. You don't know where Jesus comes from, yet he has opened my eyes." Now in verse 4, Jesus says, alluding to himself, "When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." The Pharisees need not have barred this man from their synagogue. He was never staying. He would have fled at the earliest opportunity because those religious leaders were strangers to him. This healed man had come to recognize Jesus' voice. And Jesus' voice was the voice of salvation and new life. Jesus' voice had come to occupy center stage in his life, other voices being pushed to the periphery as a result. And those voices which were in conflict with Jesus' voice were beginning to sound very strange indeed. It will be this way with all who truly give ear to what Jesus is saying. We will notice those voices which jar with his. Something instinctive will warn us against the voice of the stranger who seeks to lead us astray. And so, we'll flee. Jesus says, "I am the gate." May those words not remain strange to any of our ears. May we become rightly familiar with them, taking their truth to heart. I wonder how many different voices have flooded in upon us since we arrived at work this morning, or perhaps since we got out of bed. It could easily be in the dozens, if not in the hundreds. So many different demands, so many different expectations, some seeking to include us, others seeking to exclude us. Is the voice of Jesus recognizable to you in the midst of them? His won't be the loudest, and it won't come to us with a string of demands. Can you distinguish it within the storm of voices swirling around you? The only thing that will enable us to do that is living in the Bible, reading it, or listening to it read day by day. As we do, Jesus' voice will become more and more familiar to us. We will recognize it. The voice of Jesus is the most unique voice in all creation. So it soon becomes the most recognizable voice in each of our lives. It won't be long before it holds center stage, other voices having vacated that position as they are pushed to one side. Some of those voices which were once too familiar will then become the strangest voices, now helpfully banished to the periphery. Of course, we can still choose to listen to the naysayers, but they have no credible alternative to offer out to us, none that will satisfy the longing for salvation that is deep-seated in all of us. Instead, their voices will serve only to steal, kill, and destroy. We will go on perishing. But the unique voice of Jesus is potent with life, The offer and promise is life to the full. All of that is encapsulated in that boldest of statements. I am the gate. It is an invitation that stands for all who will give ear to it, to all who will respond as that once blind man did. And whoever enters through this gate, through Jesus Christ, will be saved. Truly. Amen.